Hello, and welcome to another Apple This podcast.
Hello, Apple This. This is Marissa, and today I'm going to demonstrate an app called Mass Times for Travel. And the purpose of this app is for Catholics to be able to find the closest church and their Mass times when they're not able to attend Mass at their own church. First, I'm going to walk you through the different screens of the app, and then I'm going to demonstrate the Mass Times Compass feature as well as the Mass Times Nearby feature. Both features work the same, but I want to demonstrate both because I was thinking if they're doing an update and one feature doesn't work, you can always refer to the other. Siri, open Mass Times.
Mass times, find mass by city, state or zip, text field.
The first item that VoiceOver indicates is a search box where you can search for the closest church by city, state or zip code. Just to give you a tip, when you write a city and state, it's best to write it out as opposed to abbreviate, because by typing the whole city and the whole state, you'll find the most accurate results. I swipe to the right.
Mass Times Compass button.
There's the Mass Times Compass feature, which will show you the closest church. Swipe to the right again.
Mass Nearby Greater Than button.
This is the Mass Nearby feature, which will also show you the closest church.
Share button.
This is the Share button, which I found by swiping to the right again, where you can share this app on Facebook or any other social media.
About button.
And I swipe to the right again, and here is the About button. And this is where you can find the information about the app. Right now, I am at the spot where there's the search box, and you can search by city, state, and zip code. If I swipe to the right,
Mass Times Compass button.
Here is the Mass Times Compass. And I am going to double tap to activate the Mass Times Compass.
Home button.
We have now activated the Mass Times Compass feature, and I'm going to swipe to the right.
Filter button.
This is the filter button where you can filter the masses by day of the week as well as the service type. So this is where you can find out when they have masses on different days and then what times, basically.
St. Rene Google, 35955 Ryan Road, Sterling Heights, Michigan, Sunday Mass, 8:30 a.m., 10:30 a.m., 5:30 p.m., 0.67 miles, button.
Okay, I swiped to the right again, and it showed me that the closest parish to me is St. Rene Goupil, which is in Sterling Heights, Michigan, and it gave me some basic information when they have Sunday Mass. Now, to activate the listing of the parish, I'm going to double tap.
St. Rene back button.
And I'm going to swipe to the right.
St. Rene Google heading.
So the first item it gave me is the name of the parish.
Directions.
Swipe to the right again, and the heading is directions. And swipe to the right again.
35955 Ryan Road, Sterling Heights, Michigan, 48310-4498. Primary language, English button.
As I swipe to the right, it gave me the address and the primary language in which the Mass is conducted, which is English. Swipe to the right again.
Parish website.
The next heading is a parish website. And based on my experience, 90% of the time, the website of the parishes are accurate. And I swipe to the right again.
www.strene.org button.
So it gave me the website of the parish. Swipe to the right again.
Mass times heading.
The next heading is Mass Times, and let's swipe to the right again.
Saturday, 4 p.m.
So, as I'm swiping to the right, it's going to give me different days when the Masses are. So, the first one was Saturday. Let's swipe to the right again.
Sunday, 8:30 a.m., 10:30 a.m., 5:30 p.m.
So, this is the listing for Sunday. Swipe to the right again.
Tuesday, 9:30 a.m.
This was Tuesday. Let's swipe to the right again.
Thursday, 9:30 a.m.
Swipe to the right again.
Friday, 9:30 a.m. Services, heading.
As I swipe to the right, the next heading is services, and let's see what kind of information they will give us here.
Adorations, weekdays, 1 a.m. to 1 a.m.
So the first item is adorations. Let's swipe to the right again.
Holy days, weekdays, 9:30 a.m., weekdays, 7 p.m.
And the next item that it gave us are the services for holy days of obligation. And some examples of the holy day of obligation are days like All Saints Day, which is November 1st, as well as the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary, which is August 15th. And what they mean by the holy days of obligation is that those are the days when Catholics are required to attend Mass. Let's swipe to the right again.
Confessions, Saturday, 3 p.m. to 4 p.m., second Saturday, communal.
And as I swipe to the right, the next listing it gave me was confessions.
Vigil for holy days, weekdays, 7 p.m.
And as I swipe to the right again, it told me when the vigils before the holy days are. So usually there is a vigil mass before a holy day of obligation, such as All Saints Day or Easter, for example. Let's swipe to the right again.
Vigil for holy days, weekdays, 7 p.m.
And so this listing ends with the listing of the vigil masses before the holy days of obligation. What I have experienced is that when you find a certain parish with its app, some parishes will have more comprehensive information than others. In other words, some parishes will have very little information, and some parishes will have a lot of information. It all depends what kind of information the parishes provide as this app is updated. Now, to exit the parish listing, we are going to swipe to the left until we find the back button. And we are going to double tap on the back button when we find it, which will exit the listing of a certain parish, in this case, Saint Rene. So let's swipe to the left.
Confessions, holy days, adoration, services, Friday, not Thursday, Tuesday, Sunday, Saturday, Mass times, www.parish website, 359 directions, Saint Rene, back button.
Okay, so we swiped to the left, and as I was doing that, I went pretty much with my finger just kind of scanned the information that were previously provided for this parish until I found the back button, and I'm going to double tap on that, and again we're going to exit the parish listing at this point.
St. Rene Google, 35955 Ryan Road, Sterling Heights, Michigan, Sunday Mass, 8:30 a.m., 10:30 a.m., 5:30 p.m., 0.67 miles, button.
We are back at the parish listing site, and I'm going to now swipe to the left until I find the home button, on which I'm going to double tap, and that will bring us back to the default screen, which is the search box.
Filter, home.
I'm going to double tap on the home button.
Find Mass by city, state, or zip, text field.
And here we are at the default screen, which is the search box. Here I am at the search box, and I'm going to swipe to the right until I find the Mass Nearby feature, on which I am going to double tap to activate the parish listings in the area. So, listings of parishes in the area. Swipe to the right.
Mass Times Compass.
Here is the Mass Times Compass, which we previously demonstrated, or which I previously demonstrated, I should say. Then swipe to the right again.
Mass Near Me Greater Than button.
Okay, here is the Mass Nearby feature, or the Mass Nearby button, on which I'm going to double tap.
Home button.
And again, by double tapping, this will bring up a listing of parishes in the area. And let's find out what other parishes are close by other than St. René. And we are going to swipe to the right.
Filter button.
Here is again the filter button where you can filter by day of the week to find masses.
St. René Gupo, 35955 Ryan Road, Sterling Heights, Michigan, Sunday Mass, 8:30 a.m., 10:30 a.m., 5:30 p.m., 0.68 miles button.
Here is St. René, which I previously covered.
586 St. Joseph Charlie Catholic Church, 24 St. Basil Byzantine, 4007 586 St. Jane Francis de Chantal, 38750 Ryan Road, Sterling Heights, Michigan. Star see details, Sunday Mass, star 9 a.m., star 11:30 a.m., 1.20 miles button.
Okay, so we found one other parish nearby called St. Jane Francis. And again, I did this by swiping to the right. And I'm going to activate the listing for St. Jane Francis by double tapping.
St. Jane for back button.
Okay, as we swipe to the right, let's see what it shows us here.
St. Jane Francis de Chantal, heading.
It gives us the parish name.
Directions.
Directions.
38750 Ryan Road, Sterling Heights, Michigan. 4831029 85. Primary language, English button.
Again, as in the previous feature I demonstrated, it gave me the address as well as the primary language in which the Mass is conducted, which is English.
Parish website.
The next heading is parish website. Let's swipe to the right again.
www.sjfparish.org button.
So this is the website of the parish. Swipe to the right again.
Mass times, heading.
The next heading is Mass times. Swipe to the right again.
Saturday, 5 p.m. English Mass.
Swipe to the right again.
Sunday, 9 a.m. English Mass, 11:30 a.m. English Mass.
Swipe to the right again.
Tuesday, 7 p.m. English Evening Mass, anointing of the sick inkle, on last Tuesday of month.
Swipe to the right again.
Wednesday, 8 a.m. English Mass.
Swipe to the right again.
Thursday, 8 a.m. English Mass. Services, heading.
So the next heading is services. And let's see what the information it gives us here. Swipe to the right again.
Devotions, Tuesday, 6 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. Rosary in church.
Swipe to the right again.
Holy days, weekdays, 8 a.m. Mass. Holy days of obligation, weekdays, 12:15 p.m. Mass or holy day of obligation.
It gave us the listing of Masses for holy days of obligation. And let's swipe to the right again.
Confessions, Tuesday, 5:30 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. Confessions end at 6:30 p.m., followed by Mass at 7 p.m.
And it gave us the listing of their confession times. Swipe to the right again.
Vigil for holy days, weekdays, 7 p.m. Video Mass day before holy day, except All Saints Day. Mass held evening of All Saints Day.
So here again, it gave us the services for holy days of obligation, as well as the vigil services prior to the holy days of obligation.
Vigil for holy days, weekdays, 7 p.m. Video Mass day before Holy Day, except All Saints Day, Mass held evening of All Saints Day.
Okay, so in order to exit this listing, we are going to swipe to the left until we find the back button on which we're going to double tap, and this will bring us back to the parish listings. So let's swipe to the left.
Confessions, holy days, devotion, services, Thursday, Wednesday, Tuesday, Sunday, Saturday, Mass time, double parish website, 387, directions, St. Jane Frank, back button.
Here is the back button, so we're going to double tap on that.
St. Jane Francis de Chantal, 38750 Ryan Road, Sterling Heights, Michigan, star see details, Sunday Mass, star 9 a.m., star 11:30 a.m., 1.20 miles, button.
Here we are back at the parish listing. Now we're going to swipe to the left until we find the home button, which will bring us back to the default screen. Okay, swipe to the left.
5, St. Beth, St. Joseph, 5, St. Renegu, filter, home button, home button.
Here is the home button. We are going to double tap.
Find Mass by city, state, or zip, text field.
And here we are at the search box where you can find the closest church by city, state, and zip code. That's all there is to this app. I personally like the app a lot. It's very accessible with voiceover, so that's a big plus. And what I also like about it, that it is 90% accurate, at least based on my experience. And based on my experience also, it's updated fairly regularly, at least based on my observation, twice a year, which is wonderful. I apologize if I stumbled too much. This was my first podcast, but I'm looking forward to doing more podcasts for Applevis in the future. So I will try not to stumble anymore. It was a pleasure doing this podcast, and I also want to say thank you to everyone who has made an effort to put podcasts together for Applevis, because I've learned a lot about games and many other apps from many of you, so I want to say thank you so much, and I'll talk to you soon. Ciao!
This podcast was brought to you by the team at Applevis. For more information and resources to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit the Applevis website at www.applevis.com, where you can also contact the Applevis team.